No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today I have probably the most anticipated interview of my entire life. The one, the only Murder B finally on the couch.
Right.
How you doing?
You done have some miscellaneous ass niggas on this couch.
That's what I hear. Mostly from you. You don't like every other rapper we ever interviewed, right?
No.
No.
It's been a weird week, huh?
Most hated.
The most hated.
Yeah.
Okay. Where should we start? Should we go into like the early days of Murder B, or should we jump right into the fucking the
whatever
the modern stuff?
Whatever.
Okay. All right. In that case,
what you really want to talk about?
I mean, you went super viral the other day for getting in a fight in Miami. I'm like, I didn't even know that she ever left the Bronx. Here we are. We're in Miami. Tell me, what happened?
Feel me? One thing led to another. And it was just like, I don't know what y'all expect. I'm not Muhammad Ali, bro. Uh-huh. I'm a pretty girl, bro. Like, so it's like.
Did she sneak you? Because I felt like you were kind of like bent over. You weren't really like anticipating it.
I mean, I just, where I fucked up at was thinking everybody's me. Because if it was her, I would have left her alone. I would have felt like, oh yeah, I'm ODing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, like I said, like. I was having a talk with my manager, and feel me, you can't win every fight.
In a random parking lot.
Yeah. How ghetto, right?
You guys chose to meet up there?
No. It just kinda happened. I don't know. I don't know. It just happened.
Where was it?
In Miami.
Yeah, but like where? Were you like in the parking lot of the McDonald's or something?
No. It's right by the strip.
Okay.
Yeah, just not. I'm pretty sure I'm not the first rapper for that to happen to.
Okay, so for the people out there, normally I'm an extremely well-researched interviewer. I didn't know that this was happening until like an hour ago.
Yeah.
So I didn't write down who the fight was between, but I know for a fact that I saw it already. So like, what was the beef that led up to this happening?
Just two different blocks not fucking with each other.
Okay.
Feel me? Rapping what I'm living.
And then you just happened to run into each other in Miami and it went down.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could say that, yeah.
Your lip looks pretty good because it was split open before, right?
It wasn't split open. It was just busted a little bit.
Right.
It wasn't really too much.
How'd your face heal up so quickly? I can still see the black eye a little bit.
like I said, for me, nigga, I'm not Muhammad Ali, but I'm not ass, though. Niggas can't say I'm ass.
Right. I mean, I haven't really seen, like, you put forth a full fight's worth of... sparring.
Yeah, I don't really fight.
No.
Not my thing.
You left that in the past.
No, it's just like I never really was a fighter. Like I'm too pretty for that.
Okay. Let's go back. Are you actually from Massachusetts?
Oh my God.
That's what I just keep hearing it. I am from New Hampshire. I'm from right outside Massachusetts. So this to
Plymouth,
me.
Right?
Huh?
Plymouth, right?
No.
Some funny shit like that.
I'm from Nashua, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
5 minutes from the border.
I know where that's at.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So you did grow up out there?
My grandmother lives in New Hampshire.
Really?
Yeah.
So you'd be taking the trip?
Yeah.
Okay.
You feel me? There was a point in time where both my parents were locked up.
So and where are you from? Framingham?
No.
Amherst?
No, Lawrence. I'm not from there, though. I'm not from there, though. Feel me? I just like have family out there. Feel me? I used to just be out there a lot.
So you're not, you didn't actually grow up there? You never went to school there?
Nah, I never went to school over there. I don't know why. I went to school in New Hampshire. I can say that. But I never
and
went to school
And you were living
mass.
In New Hampshire at the time?
Nah. It's just like, feel me? Anytime something happened, feel me?
Oh, your parents would send you away?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that, yeah.
If you fuck up, you're going to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
My parents would say that to me. If you fuck up, you're going to the Bronx. No, they would not.
Nah, but like, feel me? It's just like, I don't know. I moved around a lot. I don't know why people make it seem like they didn't like go to fucking PA or something. Like, let's be for real. Like, a lot of these little female drill rappers, like, not from their original blocks that they claim to be from.
Right. I mean, a lot of drill rappers like to, like, fetishize the idea that they've never gone anywhere.
Yeah, like,
I've been standing on this
stoop
like, for 10 years.
Yeah, like, bro, come on, bro. We know you traveled before, bro. Relax. It's never that serious.
Yeah. Okay, but so that was your childhood. So you were living in the Bronx and then kind of having to go back
I was
and forth.
Back and forth a lot. Like I was traveling a lot. I've been to Puerto Rico. I've been to a lot of places. I used to live in Miami.
Uh-huh.
I used to live in fucking Sanford, Florida. I used to live everywhere.
What are your parents like?
My parents?
Yeah.
They hate the Bronx. They like quiet. I like rowdiness.
Really?
I mean, I like the city. I don't like being in quiet places and shit.
Wow.
That's not my thing.
It's not for you.
Nah.
So they were living in the Bronx because they had to.
Oh, yeah. I guess you could say that.
And you fell in love with the street life. The drill life.
That's all I was around, though. Like, I mean, my dad, too. Like, even him being from Mass. Mass is on that. I can genuinely say that. Them niggas is on that.
There's definitely some wild stuff going on out there.
Yeah.
First time I ever seen somebody get their head caved in with a hammer was in Massachusetts.
Oh, my God.
And then his wife tried to stop it, and she also got her head bashed in with a hammer.
Yeah, see, bro, they be wilding out there, little white people and shit. Boston niggas.
Yeah.
I've never actually been to Boston. Boston is a city in Massachusetts. I've never been to Boston.
Yeah. It's actually, like, comparatively very, very small. Boston proper. There's, like, all these other areas.
I would have liked to live in Boston. I heard it's, like, a mini New York.
Yeah. It's just a lot quieter and more chill. It doesn't give you that vibe of, like, in New York, it's like, oh, there's everything possible stuffed into this space.
Yeah.
You go to Dunkin' Donuts, there's, like, two parking spots.
Yeah, the Massachusetts niggas love Dunkin' Donuts. Personally, I'm a Starbucks kind of girl.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now that I've been out here long enough, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking with the Starbucks or with the Dunkin' Donuts growing up.
I mean, the wraps are fire, though.
I'm not up to date on, like, their non-coffee beverages. I just know that they...
You drink coffee? That's disgusting.
You're just talking about you like Starbucks.
I like the refreshers.
Okay. That's cool. But I drink real coffee. Dark black juice that we call coffee.
Dark black coffee.
Well, you know. Put some sugar in there, a little bit of creamer. Turns a little light-skinned.
Check the food.
What did you order?
I ordered Wendy's.
Nice. What'd you get from there?
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
Like 50 chicken nuggets.
Really?
Yeah.
50?
Well, yeah.
I have 6. My mouth is officially like, no, eat something else.
I like fast food. I can't lie.
Yeah,
that's
my
thing.
Yeah, you'll get over it. Or maybe you won't. I don't know. I know a lot of older people who still... are pretty much fast food focused. Okay, so you leave, at what point do you start like really being outside? Because I can't remember. I should have took notes, but I'm like,
I can genuinely say like I was always a party girl. So like a lot of people would see me in car meets and stuff like that. Feel me? I've been partying since I was 13.
Define partying.
Like just going out, drinking with my friends, shit like that. I just recently started drinking, but like just going out, like I don't know, going to car meets and stuff like that, listening to like little ghetto music and shit.
Damn, you're a car girl.
Yeah.
Before you were a drill girl.
Yeah, I mean, I used to come home at like 10 a.m. every day.
What kind of car meets are we talking though? You're doing the takeovers where they be doing spinning out in the middle
and donuts,
of the shit, and hitting
Spanish
everybody.
Music, dembow music. It was fun.
Really?
Yeah, it was fun. I liked it.
Okay.
If I wasn't famous, I would do it again.
And then did you get attracted to like the music side of shit or the street side of shit first? Like what was the entry point to this whole scene you're in now?
I was always around the street stuff, so that wasn't like new to me. But the drill rap was just like, oh, this shit is tough. Feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. I like drill rapping. I can say
it was taking over the Bronx at the time and all in New York.
It's the easiest way to get lit. Easiest way to get lit.
So you're admitting that it's easy to make drill music?
Yeah. If you can't make drill, bro, that's just a little calm. All you got to do is just like really like not really think about it, but like you just have to just make it make sense. You know what I mean?
Right. I was trying to explain to my girl that it's kind of easy.
Lena?
To make drill music that is... Oh, you like her?
Bro, I grew up watching you guys.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of scary. Cannot. How old are you right now?
I'm 18.
18 right now? Oh, no.
I grew up watching you guys. Like, really, though. Like
that means that when we were doing, like, the sex tape at 1 million...
Yeah, y'all niggas was going crazy. I can't lie.
Jesus.
Yeah, Lena.
That's, like, exactly what you don't want when you're making, like, edgy, risque content. It's like, oh, I was watching that when I was 12.
I never thought I would be here, though. This shit is crazy. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Damn, that is kind of crazy. And so that's why you're so geeked when I called you Dusty in the DMs?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
You're like, I love this guy. I've been looking up to him my whole life, and now he's calling me Dusty.
That ass. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Fucking me Dusty.
I don't know. It's just like a general insult that you could use with a girl when you're kind of messing with her, you know? You're all tough and shit. It's like, I can't be like nice to you.
I feel like I'm sweet.
I got to neg
you. I'm a sweetheart, bro.
You know about negging?
Negging?
Negging.
That's a bad word.
No. It's like N-E-G-G-I-N-G.
No, I'm not saying like, it's like, I'm just saying that's bad lingo.
Is it?
Yeah. What, just like, you don't ever hear somebody in the Bronx saying like, yeah, I'm negging you. It's all right.
No, all right. It's like
fuck?
People say it in the pickup community and stuff. It's like if you want a girl to like you, you say mean things to her, basically.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
I'm not saying that I like apply normally, but with you, I felt like it was appropriate.
Yeah, I was. I found it funny. I thought it was hilarious.
Okay. So when you're getting into the Bronx world or like the drill world or whatever, like when, I mean, it feels like this has kind of all come together in very short period of time with you, because you were dancing in Blockworks video like a year and a half ago, right? And now you DOA.
Speaking of, all right, look, that whole time, like, I knew the DOA niggas, but you gotta understand, like, females, like, they mixy. I can't lie. Like, I just wanted to, like, just have new experience, be cool with everybody at some point, you feel me?
You didn't know everybody at that time, so you weren't really sure who you were hanging out with? Or who you were supposed to be cool
with? No, I knew everybody. I knew everybody. That's one thing about me. I knew everybody, whether it was through Facebook or Instagram or something. So, feel me? Like, the whole Blockwork situation, I knew his manager from when I was 13. Because I used to date one of his friends, which is a girl. And for me, I like girls. So everybody knows this. Everybody knows this. Okay. I said it in every interview.
You like guys and girls?
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, for me, I was dating one of his friends and I got brought around him. And then like when I wanted to fully start drill rapping, he was like my only really real connection, if that makes sense. And I know the politics behind him, but from what I heard, for me, I'm also really cool with C-Hot's father. So from what I heard was like, oh yeah, he's trying to make amends with niggas and this and that and the third. So I took him in. Feel me?
I'm a Blockwork truther. He sat down on this couch and he seemed like a really nice guy, and so I believe whatever he's saying.
Oh, okay. I mean, I guess. So feel me?
I felt like it just really kind of seemed like the people who were hating on him maybe didn't have the best information.
No, I mean, I don't know, bro.
And
I
can't
guy.
Like swear. I can't like actually say that, but that's kind of how
like,
I felt.
I feel like he just does too much sometimes for me. Like, I don't be trying to do too much. Like, I did bad with the video. I don't got I did bad.
Why? Because you weren't like even in it that much.
No,
right?
I wasn't. Bro, my friend was in there shaking ass, bro. I wouldn't ever do that.
You wouldn't shake ass?
No, I don't shake ass in nobody's video. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Okay.
I was in TG Crippy's video in my zip. I'm not shaking ass. I have my flag out like that. I was not shaking. I don't do that.
Right.
I don't do that. That's not my, feel me?
It's kind of funny for me as like an adult to just see somebody who's 18 like being like judged incredibly harshly for stuff that they did like a year before.
Like, that's just what I'm saying. Like, bro, like, let me live, bro. Like, damn. Like,
right.
You live and you learn, bro. But like I was saying, though, for me, so I came to the video shoot on behalf of his manager. For me, I knew him. We was chopping it up. For me, I did a little cameo. Sup? This is not the third. And then, for me, he ended up dropping it after he started dissing again. So it just made me look bad. Right, so then the whole Sev was just on some shit like, bitch, you dead, and then I was like, bro, y'all gotta understand that was from mad long ago. And then they like fake like, kind of like, okay, whatever, you're a female at the end of the day, like, feel me? Like I said, females are mixy, bro.
People get killed over females all the time.
Bro, like I said, females are mixy, bro. Like, I know a couple of bitches that are rapping right now that used to chill with niggas that I know on the block.
Right.
Me, so like I was saying, like, I feel like it's just like, because there's so many eyes watching me right now, so it's just like they be on my dick a little bit too much,
right? So you don't actually have a dick though, right? That's like a figure of speech.
Yeah, it's figure of speech.
Okay. Just wanted to check. I just, yeah, you know, when girls start
what
saying,
you trying to say,
I don't know, when girls start talking about having a dick, I get kind of like, check the phone.
What you trying to say, bro?
I'm just trying to figure out where your Wendy's is. No.
No, they're not. Because there was a funny flick of me holding a funny gun.
A funny gun?
Yeah, bro. A funny gun. Like, it was a prop gun. Feel me? The what's it called? The treatment for the video was a armed robbery, like robbing a bank or whatever, feel me? So like we had prop guns and shit, and it just looked funny in my hand, and like it was just an off guard flick, and like everybody thinks I look like that, and I was like sniffling mid picture too. I was tight. I faked look like Michael Jackson. I can't lie. That shit was funny.
It's not easy being a girl.
It's not. Especially when you have a lot of eyes on you too. That shit right there, bro, I feel like I can't do shit.
So when did that start, though? Like, you having so many eyes on you? At what point?
That's always been a thing, though. Like, as much as niggas, like, say, like, oh, yeah, we don't know you, feel me? That's cap. That's dead cap. A lot of these op niggas been in my inbox, still are to this day.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, all right, feel me?
You think it's cap? They know you.
Yeah, they know me, but not for, like, bad reasons. I was just cool with everybody at some point, and then ended up just like picking a side because of like, for me, if I'm gonna, like, personally, I won't be friends with you if you're cool with somebody who's talking on people who I fuck with, deads or like my deads, you feel me? It's just morals, you know.
I end up in that position as well.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're different though, you're entertainer, right. You're in, like, Kalo, he's different. He's a videographer, bro. That's the way he does business.
But there's, like, been rappers I was close enough to that then they die, somebody makes a video dissing them, and then they want to do an interview with me. And it's like, listen, I would like to be able to tell every single story that's going on in hip-hop or the streets or whatever, but like, at a certain point, you're going to have me looking crazy if I'm linking up with you,
being all buddy-buddy with you. Like, nah, at a certain point, that's when I realized. That's when I stopped being oppy, for me? At a certain point, that's when I realized, like, damn, I'm fake, like, in these people's face, like, and it's just, like, I'm cool with these niggas, and it's just, like, it just doesn't mix right, you know?
Right. But do you feel like that is kind of bad for society as a whole, if everybody has to just be deciding that they hate half of the fucking other
city? I mean, yeah, in a way, but, like, I don't know. The Bronx is such a toxic environment. I feel like everybody just be on some bullshit.
That's good to hear you confirm that, because all of us are looking at the Bronx like, damn, this shit
seems
so toxic.
Yeah, like, from my outsider looking in, bro, we look crazy, bro. Killing each other and shit.
Yeah.
Dead eyes. But, feel me, it is what it is.
So have you been losing friends to, like, gun violence and shit since you were real young, or did that just start happening recently?
Honestly, that really just started happening to me. Like, I lost my first friend, and I don't talk about him at all. Like, I don't have him anywhere. I have mad flicks with him, and I just don't post him at all.
Mm.
And for me, I lost him on Halloween. And, yeah, that was, like, my first ever friend that died. Yeah.
And did that change you, or?
That just made me look at everything different. Like, niggas is really not playing, bro. That was crazy. He was the sweetest kid ever. Sweetest kid ever. And, like, you wouldn't have, like, thought that him out of all people. Like, I woke up one day, and my boyfriend at the time called me, and he was like, yo, like, this person just died. Like, and I was like, yo, that's crazy, because we was just with this nigga. Like, that's so crazy to me, bro. So it was just like, yeah.
The worst is when they die and they still have an Instagram story.
Yeah, bro.
Isn't that creepy?
That's crazy as fuck.
That's always the worst. You can see exactly what they were doing.
He didn't have an Instagram page, though, when he died. So, feel me? It's still down to this day. You can't find, like, you can only find pictures of him that other people post.
Right.
So, I don't really talk about him, though, because I don't want, like, I fucked up, like, putting Danny in my songs solely because people started dissing him after.
Right.
Now, that was Demar's son too. A lot of people think I, like, don't know him, but that was Demar's son. Like, my, feel me? We used to go to parties together. Like, we used to be in the same whip, all that. Like, but it is what it is.
So, would you say when you hear somebody diss one of your dead friends, does that fill you with, like, rage, or is it just annoyance? So, how does it feel?
It's annoying. I mainly put him in the song before because when his candle lighting happened, they put, like, YGK in the bot in spray paint, so that right there made everybody diss him in the first place. So that's why when I came out with my song, I said, like, y'all not smoking him, like, as, like, for me, like,
my response to that. But yeah, they think that I'm the one who started people saying that he's smoking on him or whatever, but that's not really the case.
Okay. Is that kicking the candles shit like super consistent out there?
Ooh, not super consistent.
Okay.
I've only seen it happen a couple times.
For us as people just watching videos and shit, when you see that.
You see Chaji's do it.
Yeah, and you're just like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, I can't believe, bro, I know someone.
I'm not
going
to lie,
this.
That's crazy, bro. Like, that's, no, I'm not going to lie. That's dead not funny. I don't know why I laughed when I said that, but for me, like, I know somebody on my side who did that before. Mm. Like, I'm not going to lie. Personally, bro, kicking candles is a force. That's a force right there. I'm not going to lie.
Right. I mean, bro, I've heard so many stories in Chicago and shit of people shooting people at, like, funerals and shit, shooting up the whole funeral.
Nah, I'm like, that's fake crazy.
That's the wildest
shit I've
heard.
That's crazy.
I've been to funerals out here where they had crazy security with massive fucking machine guns and shit, having to shut down the streets and everything.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the internet really made everything worse.
Yeah.
The internet.
Well, mainly kids like you using the internet to instigate shit.
Yeah. I guess you could say. I mean, I'm a really big instigator.
Not to put it all on you or anything. But, like, okay, that vlog that we just put out.
Yeah.
With you and a bunch of other people.
Me, Tata, Jada Geek, yeah.
It's just like, as soon as the camera hits
we
you,
was, yeah,
you're
I was,
just dissing everybody. Yeah. Fuck this person. Fuck them.
You. Fuck you. Fuck
like,
you.
As long as this camera's here, I'm going to just let the world know exactly who I don't like.
Yeah. That's just how drill rap is. If you can't, I don't know how people can drill rap without, like, the drill rap is like, it get gritty. Like, that's what you gotta show, bro. You could drill rap without dissing Ice Spice doing her thing.
Right.
And me? But, like.
You ain't hating on her?
Huh?
You ain't hating on Ice Spice?
Hell no, I love Ice Spice. Ice Spice for the bitches.
How well you know her?
I don't know her at
all. You never met her, okay?
No. We have mutual friends.
Okay.
For me?
She's out here doing songs with Pink Panthers and not you. That's fucked up.
What do you mean that's fucked up?
Give Murder Be a chance.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm gonna have to switch it up before I, like, you know.
How'd you end up being Murder B?
I got the name from chilling on TJ's block. And they just, my name was Precious Murder at some point.
Uh-huh.
And then they just kind of just stopped calling me Precious. It was weird.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It just migrated to just Murder.
You ever feel like that's going to hold you back in some way?
Probably because nobody wants to book a bitch named Murder B. Like, what the fuck? What you mean?
I remember Uncle Murder had to change his name to Uncle M.
Deadass? Yeah, I might have to change my name to MB.
But then I think he realized he was never going corporate, so he just changed it back.
Damn. I don't want to have to change my name, but if I do, it'll be my name, Precious.
Right. That's your government
That's
name.
That's my government
Precious.
Name. Precious.
That's an amazing name.
You think so?
Yeah, your parents must have really loved you.
They do. I'm not gonna lie.
What are they up to right now? What do they think of all your behavior?
My mom, she doesn't really know what's going on, but she be on the same type of timing as me. Mm. Like, I get it from her. I'm not gonna lie. So, feel me? Yeah, she fuck with it though. She actually just sent me a text message. She was like, "Oh, I'm so proud of you. I love you." That's not the third. The food's still not here?
Oh. When did you sign, or what's going on with that?
I signed in December.
December.
Yeah.
And did you have a bunch of people hollering at you, or what did it look like?
What do you mean?
Like different labels?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to lie. That right there, labels was hounding me. I'm not going to lie. Capitol, Atlantic. Atlantic was my first real meeting.
They're thinking you could be the next Ice Spice.
Nah, they're not looking at me as Ice Spice. They're looking at me as Cardi B.
Right.
Like, that's the narrative that they put on me every time.
Okay.
So, I mean, I respect it, though, because for me, I don't, not to say, like, I act like her, but for me, it's kind of just, like, so there's a lot of similarities.
Yeah. I mean, you're way younger and stuff, but you got, like, the sort of, like, intense personality.
Yeah.
And then the music's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. Like, can we put this
together
and make
it work? I put my personality
in
my music.
Yeah.
Like, if I wouldn't say it to your face, I wouldn't say it. Like, I wouldn't put it in my music. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Anything else you mean by?
Okay. Fuck. I should have this written down. There's a dude who was in the video the other day that just got picked up for the murder in Times Square.
Nas?
Yes. EBK? I just didn't want to say it wrong. Nas EBK.
Yeah.
That's got to feel crazy that you were hanging out with him like the other day, and then he just gets picked up for this fucking murder in the most heavily secured place on fucking earth.
Yeah, Fremont Harmon.
That's not the only rapper I heard of. Some like fucking didn't Eli Frost shoot somebody in Times Square too? Like this is not a place to be.
Yeah,
doing
that's
that.
Not me personally. Feel me? I don't know. I don't really have anything to say about it, to be honest. But that's my friend though. Before anything,
right.
So, feel me? I just hope he keeps his head up and stuff.
I mean, his Instagram is loudly proclaiming that he's innocent.
I wasn't around during that time.
Right.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't tell us, even if you were.
What you mean?
Like, if you were there for the shooting, alleged shooting?
No, I wasn't there.
Yeah, but I mean, if you were, you should probably not tell us.
Nah, yeah.
That's
my son though. Free him.
Yeah, right. So I mean, I don't like, I feel kind of lame just like running through a list of every person that I know that you have issues with. Are there any that like really stand out to you that we would be fucked up if we didn't discuss? Who is Satan to you?
I don't know. I don't really have anybody that I really hate on, bro. I'd be too focused on myself.
Oh, so this is all just like lyrical shit? You don't I'm really mad at anybody?
No. It'd be people like actually genuinely mad at me. Like, and I think it's kind of funny.
Right. But you probably have to move so different now, right?
Yeah, I can't do the things that I used to, but I like.
Walk to the bodega?
I mean, if I do, I'll go with somebody next to me.
Right.
A nigga specifically. Cause it's like, if a nigga come up to me, like, what the fuck am I gonna do?
Right.
Yeah, for being, yeah.
Being a woman, it's not easy.
It's not, but I'm also really tall, so it's like, I don't know. I don't know if they think because I'm fucking huge that fucking, like I said, like I'm Muhammad Ali or some shit, but yo, like.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10", 5'11".
Damn.
Yeah, I'm really tall.
They tried to get you to play basketball? They tried to get me to play basketball. I'm 6'3". It didn't work.
But I'm not athletic. I can't run.
You can't? Why not?
It's just, I don't have it in me.
It just doesn't work? Damn.
Word.
So I don't know. Like, what's the plan? Admit this is kind of like.
What's the plan? Yeah. Eventually, I'm going to stop drill rapping. Not because I don't want to. I mean, like, not because I want to, feel me? Like, nobody humbled me into stop making drill music. Let's be clear about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a singer.
Do that as well.
Yeah.
Is that stuff out there? I just haven't heard it.
No, it's not out.
You haven't released any singing stuff?
No. I have a snippet at the end of one of my songs and then it just never released. But yeah, I'm a singer. I play 17 instruments.
17?
17.
What are like the top ones?
Piano, clarinet, saxophone.
So your parents just had you in class?
No,
for that?
They didn't have me. They didn't actually know. They didn't know. But they knew that I was singing and stuff, obviously, because I've been singing since I was a little girl.
But to learn that many instruments, you must have been really dedicated. You're just in the crib with mad different instruments, being like, I'm going to figure this shit out?
Yeah, pretty much.
I wish that I had that kind of passion as a kid.
Music was always my thing. I grew up listening to The Weeknd and stuff like that. The Weeknd's my favorite artist.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. You
like the drive back from New York to Mass, my mom used to play The Weeknd all the time, like,
Okay, but you're a young kid listening to The Weeknd. Is this making you want to try coke?
Honestly, if I'm being
he makes it sound really good.
Good, like, yeah, like I want to sniff coke off a white bitch ass one day.
Yes, he makes it sound like it would be the best time on earth. Trust me, I've done enough coke for both of us. It's not a good thing. You don't like this.
Yo.
Don't worry, they know. I've talked about it a million times.
You'd be openly like, I've never done anything other than weed.
You're 18. You got plenty of time.
Okay, like, I know bitches that be 15 taking Percocets and shit. Like, bitch, calm down.
Like, I believe you, but also, like, I didn't try coke until I was probably, like, 26 or something. Like, which is kind of, if you're going to do it, it is kind of weird to start doing it, like, later in life, but.
I know people who've done coke.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like half the Bronx.
Half the Bronx? I don't think I feel like Bronx niggas don't do coke. That's just not a thing. Never heard of any of my friends doing fucking coke. I've heard like perks, maybe e-pills at most, but that's it.
When I lived on the East Coast, when I lived in New York, I felt like nobody that I knew was doing, like, nobody from New York was doing coke, but then all the hipster ass people that I knew who moved to New York, they were all doing
coke. Yeah, the white people. I went to like an underground party one day, and they was definitely doing mad coke there.
Yeah,
no cap. One time, that was the first and last time I went to an underground party.
Yeah, stay away from that.
I think it's pretty cool though.
The party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go again.
Stay away from the
coke. The coke part. Yeah, but I definitely want to try it one time in my life.
Yeah, I guess I understand.
Just to
that.
Say I can try it. Like, I've tried it before.
Just get a drug testing kit so that you know it's not a fent pack. Or get it from a doctor.
A doctor?
Actually, no, just don't do it.
Okay, I'm going to say you're right.
Okay, so now that you're signed and everything, what's the game plan with the label? Like, are they trying to?
They just trying to transition me into being the star that I'm destined to be. I'm more than a drill rapper.
Uh-huh.
Feel me? Like I said, I can sing, bro. Like, I make hits for the radio. Like, niggas don't even know that.
Yeah.
So it's like, feel me?
Yeah.
Drill rap is just a thing that I do for right now to, like, grow my fan base and keep being relevant.
Right.
Feel me?
Yeah, I mean, I was doing this the other day, and I said that Cardi B didn't used to be a drill rapper. And a bunch of people pointed out, like, no, she was, and you missed out. You are not,
you're not
remembering
tuned,
this enough.
You're not in tune.
I mean, once they said it, they were like, oh, she was
my
rapping
girl was
with,
doing her thing.
She was rapping with King Yella and Billionaire Black and all them in the Chicago days. And then I'm sure she did, like, you know, some other stuff.
Not worried. I'm glad she made it the way that she did. She deserves it, I feel like, in my opinion.
So you got a lot of respect for her?
Yeah.
You pick her over Nicki?
No.
Dun dun.
I'm not picking sides with that.
I refuse.
I love both of them. They're both, I mean,
it's pretty wild.
I'm a Barb, but I'm also like, okay, a Cardi B. Like,
Nicki,
like,
just fully embracing Ice Spice the other day.
I seen that. I'm actually really happy for Ice.
I was happy for her too.
I'm really happy for her.
But I was surprised because I think, like, a few days before that, I had been telling my girl that it's kind of unique that Ice Spice is, like, out here huge and has not aligned herself with either of them, because that seems like it happens a lot.
I feel like, I don't know, like, two powerful women from the Bronx, I feel like, not from the Bronx, from New York, period, like, that shouldn't have happened.
But you remember Nicki remixed, Cardi remixed the Ice Spice song and then was just like, ha, I'm not putting this out.
She did?
Yeah, she, like, put a version of it on TikTok.
And I didn't then did see that. Not release it. I don't keep up with, like, politics like that.
Yeah, right. You know, so many weird random fucking politics out there that,
well,
I don't,
yeah,
know about.
But like,
I'm talking about, like, actual famous people. It's like kind of a different thing.
Yeah, I mean, but I kind of, like, pay attention to what, like, be going around about me specifically. Like, I done seen a couple sex tapes that weren't mine.
Who? People in your...
People that look like me.
Oh, really?
Murder Bee clones.
Damn. And they'd be titling it Murder Bee on Pornhub and stuff? That's pretty smart.
I don't like shit like that. Because I'm not a hoe.
Right.
Like, I don't just be, like, fucking everybody and shit. But, I mean, fuck it. It is what it is. Like, it comes with being lit, I guess.
Right. Just having that level of attention on you. Yeah, for sure.
Word.
So.
I hate that for me.
Yeah. Well, all right. What's life like at this point for you? You out the way? Did you get away from the Bronx yet?
No. I go still. And I still chill on the block.
Uh-huh.
But that's because it hasn't really registered to me that I'm lit yet.
Right.
And, like, I still, like, I don't like famous niggas. I can't talk to a nigga that's lit because it's, like, I don't know, like, I'm already dealing with my shit. So, like, for you to be lit too, I'm good. I like my quiet niggas with 400 followers and... Skeet up all the time. Don't post nothing.
Skeet up is a type now. Just rocking the shiesty mask. Yeah. It's like a whole personality now.
Yeah.
I'm just like anonymous. Nike text. That's like I'm an NPC.
Yeah.
Non-playable much. Character.
Yeah.
I
like niggas
gamer.
Like that. Like quiet niggas. Like I don't like niggas that be all up in the mix and shit.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you really spend time hanging out with like popping ass rappers and you can't handle sharing the energy?
Not really. Like I just like... I feel like, all right, I've been around a couple really, really lit rappers in my life, and it's just like, you're a regular nigga to me, bro. Right. I don't care about none of that, bro. I like my niggas how I like my niggas. Like, I can't do it.
I can't really imagine being a woman and trying to date somebody who's got their head that far up their ass.
What?
You know? Like,
What do you mean by that, though?
You know, like, I mean, I love Future. Mm-hmm. But when I imagine how Future moves through this world, I just imagine him being constantly bombarded with like compliments and fans and adoration. He's got so much money. I just don't imagine him really being able to like slow his life down for a woman very easily.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I can't date somebody who's lit, because it's like, it's already like that for me. Like, you know how many niggas a day just try to hound me?
Mm.
Feel me? Even before I was lit, feel me? Like, all the rappers in my DMs. And then, like, now it's just like, I don't know. I can't handle that. I'm too jealous. Like, I don't like that.
You don't know who to trust?
I have a really hard time picking friends. Even now. But I feel like that's everybody, though. You live and you learn.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
I was cool with a drill rapper female and...
Kenzo B.
No, I don't know her.
You don't know her?
Nah.
Which one? I forget.
Rella.
Oh, you were cool with her. I didn't.
Yeah, I was cool with her.
And how did that go south?
I have. Oh, okay. So I seen a Triller, and it was like, "Oh, how you jack top two, but you not top five," and I knew she was talking about me, but I didn't address it until she made a song with Kenzo. And I was like, if you're fucking with somebody who's smoking my dad's, like, I just don't fuck with you. And like I said before, like, it's just not my thing to be cool with somebody. Like, if you're cool with somebody who's smoking my dad's, you're weird too. Because mm-hmm. God knows what you're talking about when I'm not around. You feel me?
No, for sure. I mean, I don't know how the fuck anybody could stomach that.
But then Maya Kenzo dissed her with that same line, because she thought it was about her. And I knew it was about me, but I didn't respond to it. And then Kenzo made it evident that she was talking about me, like, mm-hmm. on live. She was like, oh, she wasn't even talking about you, so you just dissed her for no reason.
Right.
So then I was just like, oh, yeah, they're just talking about me. But
well, so you really can't fuck with Rella at all anymore? It's over?
Or
is it a short-term thing?
I mean, I just got to understand the difference between business and personal relationships.
That's a fact.
That was business. Feel me? She's Booba's girlfriend at the end of the day.
So you can't be in Booba videos anymore?
I don't know. He hasn't hit me up about it, but personally I haven't been. Feel me? I don't like doing YouTube videos. I honestly just did it for like the attention. Feel me? The fans like it. I can't lie. Like, fans like it. And it's just like, it's just a whole bunch of fake shit. I don't like pretending to pranks, all this funny little extra shit. No, I don't do that, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I've warned Booba, or not warned, but worried to him, this is crazy. Like, doing this much, like, gang-related YouTube content.
Yeah, like, and you're taking gang niggas outside to do stupid shit. Like, come on, bro.
Like, just from an LA perspective, I guess I just see the gangbang and shit as so serious. You don't fuck around. You don't disrespect it. I could not imagine trying to make a joke out of telling like a LA dude who's really into the shit, like, about like, oh, your enemy, like, or, well, let's listen to his music.
He's wilding. Yeah.
I got mad love for him. Shout out to him for being able to get away with it, because I could never.
Word. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. He be wilding, but it's content at the end of the day. I'm glad that the niggas that he brings on his platform understand that.
Yeah.
Cause if it was like some crash out, if it was somebody who wasn't in the right state of mind and like had no common sense, they would smack the shit out of him for playing the ops music in front of him.
Right.
You feel me?
I think he probably asked him first and everything.
I don't know. He's cool off camera though. I can say that. He doesn't act like how he usually does on camera.
Rella, like, the interview did pretty good, but then there was a clip that got like many, many millions of views on Twitter that was just her saying that she is a percentage black and she does not plan on stopping saying the N-word anytime soon.
See, but that's the thing. Like, you can't say it like that. For me, I was on Cam Capone and he asked me the same question. He was like, oh, like, are you black? I was like, yeah. Like, I didn't say yeah. I kind of laughed because I wasn't expecting that question.
Uh-huh.
So now everybody kind of like gave me the Rella treatment, you know what I mean? But for me, it is what it is.
So you're not gonna stop saying it?
I feel like the word is very derogatory considering the fact that it came from, you feel me? slavery and stuff like that, but like I don't mean it like that. Like I use it as like a filler word.
Yeah. A lot of people do. But probably the people who are mad about it know that it an and insult. They still don't fuck with people.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it. I mean, but I don't use it as a like a bad way for me. I use it as a filler word or whatever. Like, or like Monica, like for me.
Right.
But clearly, I mean, I get dogged. Like,
it's I'm not black. Easy being light skinned, huh?
I'm Brazilian and Puerto Rican, bro.
Brazilian and Puerto
Rican. Well, I'm Afro Latina. Like, I'm Taino. Yeah.
Okay. Fire. Okay, anything else we need to talk about? It's been a long day.
Is it a long day? You try to cut it short?
Well, I mean, we got 40 minutes under our belt. That's pretty good, unless you got something burning in your heart that you want to talk about.
I feel like it was a good interview. Do you guys think? Yeah, I feel like it was a good interview.
Oh, that was nice.
We got compared to all my other ones, I feel like in every like interview, I have a viral moment. And hopefully, I don't have one in this. Like, I feel like this, but this is highly anticipated too, especially with like the fight that just recently happened. So,
yeah, but I almost like obviously, normally from my perspective, the viral moment would be very good for us. But also, I feel like nowadays, like when there's a viral moment, it becomes a TikTok and it doesn't,
Bro, everybody attacks me every day, bro. I'm probably like the most attacked drill rapper ever.
That's how you feel.
Yeah, bro. I be looking at my comments. It'd be like, "Murder B is fried pickles." Like, what is you talking about, bro?
Really?
Yeah.
What does fried pickles mean in that context?
I have no idea. They probably. I feel like they're just trying to like. It's a trend. I seen a couple of people saying like, "We just do it because it's a trend."
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't.
Like that took me a little while to realize that everybody who was commenting in academics' comments saying some shit about go eat a cheeseburger. That like, that's like his fans. Making fun of him, but because they like him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, honestly, like, I'm one of those drill rappers that they hate so much, but they keep up with me.
That is real.
No, really, though.
Murder B. We love to hate her.
Yeah.
I like you, though. I think you're dope.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Especially, like, the mental image of you watching my vlogs when you were 12 is really kind of fucking me up.
No, really, though. No. Really, though. That's how it really was, though.
I'm old. Yeah. No, but I'm skinnier now than I've been like ever.
Yeah, you yeah.
So
I'm not gonna lie. I'll give you
the old age. Once you start to get old, all you can do is get less fat.
Lena still looks amazing.
She does. But yeah. She's 31. I'm almost 40.
She still looks amazing.
Yeah. Especially
she's,
after a baby.
She's always looked amazing. Yeah.
Get a baby.
I wasn't expecting you guys to have a kid, no cap.
I don't know if I was either.
We
just decided
like that
to.
Shit caught me completely off guard. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah. We started to live like a boring life of like sitting on the couch at night and watching Netflix for a while. And then at a certain point we kind of realized like, oh, we should have a kid.
How has that not affected you, but do you like being a father?
Oh my God, I love it. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, it's the best.
That's fire.
There's like things I can't do in my life because I can't justify taking time away from hanging out with my kid, you know? Like, I love playing poker. Mm-hmm. I can't really do it because it's like every day that I could go play poker, I could also hang out with my kid.
Yeah.
And I don't really...
How old is your kid?
2.5 almost.
Oh my God, it's been that long, bro?
2 years, 4 months, something like that.
Yo, wow.
Just this feeling of she's so amazing right now and... If I take, you know, if I don't see her for a week, I'm going to miss out on all the cool ass shit that she's saying right now because she says crazy things.
I want to meet her one day.
Oh,
that's
definitely.
Like my, that's been my dream.
Yeah.
To meet her.
So funny though, because if she met you, she would just grab me and like hide and she's like super scared of everybody until she's around him for like 5 minutes.
I feel like, I don't know. I'm not like how I portray myself in my songs too. Like, I'm like, you would think like if you watch my videos and shit, you would think like.
That you're never going to be a mom. Or yeah. That you don't have a soft side.
Or that I, yeah, exactly that. That you put it perfect. I'm actually a sweetheart.
Yeah, you just kind of got that maternal part of you like shoved down deep in your stomach for the time being. You're going to avoid that for as long as possible.
Being a mom?
Or, yeah.
I don't like kids.
Really?
I feel like my mom fucked up for me though. My mom fake fucked that up for me though because when I was younger, she used to... make me babysit my siblings.
Really?
So like it kind of just made me experience like motherhood at a young age, and it was just like, I can't do this shit.
Right.
I can't deal with kids crying. I don't know what the fuck. I can't, bro, the last time, bro, I changed the diaper, I got shit right here and I tweaked. I was tight. That was the last time I ever changed a diaper.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had this much shit on my hands in like my entire life. Granted, like now she's older.
Figuratively or like literally?
No, literally. Like, but now she's old enough that she doesn't really shit her pants that much. And she does crazy things. Like she'll like we have her in the diaper, in the crib, and she is just fully like, I have to pee-pee. and my girl's like, you have the diaper on, you can just pee in there, right? And she's like, I have to pee-pee. We got to bring her over to the toilet and give her the full, like, sit on the toilet, you can go pee, and then put the diaper back on. It's like,
but
wow.
At
you
least
have
she's old enough
now.
To know, like, potty training.
That she doesn't want to sit around with a fucking wet diaper all night.
As she should.
Yeah. It's just insane. It's like, oh, so you get that?
As she should.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm not going to lie. I know a couple people whose kids just been sitting in a diaper since like six. No cap. And they're like okay with that. Like,
really?
Yeah.
That's scary.
My brother used to be scared of like using the bathroom.
My girl started potty training her like the instant that she thought that she was ready. And so we're like really lucky that she's.
Yeah, bro.
Today I'm making breakfast.
But I feel like girls are easier to potty train though.
Cause
cause I was potty trained mad young too.
I never thought about that.
I was always like very like intelligent, I could say.
Right. I'm making breakfast today. And then all of a sudden she's just like, poo-poo! And I look over and while I wasn't looking, she took a full shit in her little potty, pulled her pants down, did the whole shit.
As she should.
I'm like, you just doing that? And like, you're not even telling me beforehand. You're just taking care of it all yourself. All I got to do is wipe you. That's amazing.
That's amazing. It's made your life 10 times easier at 2 years old.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of trippy that they get old so fast, you know?
I know. Soon your daughter is going to be...
And you can't say shit around them because they start to figure it out. You think that you're like...
My mom used to speak in Spanish.
Right.
So that I wouldn't understand what was going on.
Mm.
No cap.
For
that
sure.
Ass. But, I used to be just doing little shit. Like, I learned how to potty train Matt Young. No cap.
Congrats.
Thank you. I definitely know how to wipe my ass.
That's hard. I'm sure that the label was very happy to find that out.
Hell yeah. I mean, everybody thinks I'm good for nothing.
But I can wipe my ass.
Yeah, I can wipe my ass.
Amazing.
A lot of you bitches can't do that.
I gotta go to the bathroom. Murder B, thank you so much for coming in.
It was a pleasure having me.
I couldn't give you the messiest interview ever because I didn't have time to go through all the messiness, but I felt like we had a good sit down.
No, yeah, we definitely did. I plan to come back soon.
Let's do it.
Like, how about we do like a follow-up in like the next 6 months?
I love it.
Yeah. Like, and I want to, like, go back and, like, pick at the little shit, like, in detail for me. And
about
just,
it.
Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like in 6 months, I'm going to be a lot bigger than I am now.
I hope so. I think so too. I think Murder B got it.
I think so. I'm not going to lie.
Vote for Murder B.
Vote
Everybody
Murder
B. out there. Vote for Murder B. It's Murder A. Signing off. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, etc. Like, comment, subscribe, nojumper.com if you want to support.